At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Woo!
You're listening to the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo.
Dang.
Is it true? Is it bull? You decide.
Yeah, it's bull. Pretty sure it is bull. Hey, tape recorder, would you listen to this?
Welcome to episode 307 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo.
All right.
Brought to you by House of Hughes, J&T Mechanical, First Do Lawn Care, and recorded almost exclusively at the Tactical Finish Nemosa Studios.
You're welcome.
Here in beautiful Lavernia, Texas.
All right, none taken.
Now, the funniest part is, how can it be exclusively at the Nemosa Studios and if the city where it's in keeps moving around?
Semantics.
Who?
Semantics.
Dude, I don't even know who Samantha is.
Okay.
Or her dick.
Yeah, well.
Ticks.
Well, she's
ticks.
Here.
I'm going to check her for ticks. Anyway, so let's start off differently than we
with
normally do.
With a Valentine's Day shot?
Yes, yes, yes. We're going to call this one the hard-on.
No.
We're not?
It's got Fireball and Rum Chata.
Oh.
So we're going to call it the Fire Chata.
The Fire Chata. No, you don't have the Fire Chata in there. You're just a man.
Down the hatch, Super Granny.
Oh, thank you. Granny Gregory, leave this right here. Mm-hmm. He should not eat. I'm a super sipper. Oh, thank you.
Okay. That I'm going to give that 4. It's pretty good.
Ooh, give me 4 of those. Ooh,
now.
Yeah. Blister, grab the Rum Chata, Hito.
But don't grab that. For yesterday, well, today's the 15th.
Thank you.
Yesterday was Valentine's Day. Everybody, I hope you had a great Valentine's Day. I know me and Annie, my wife, we don't celebrate it because, you know, it's just another gift that we have to stick in this house.
Whoa.
That's way too full anyway.
That's true. Speaking of too many fools.
You know, with a made-up thing. Okay, well, that's just my opinion.
Okay.
Everybody else can celebrate what they want.
Oh, yeah.
I saw them on Facebook, everybody getting all warm and fuzzy with roses and candy and all that good stuff. But today,
right,
we're going to call John Fest's company, the House of Hugs.
Oh.
Kate Shula.
Do you know what? But I saw so many posts. I was like, I wanted to comment on some of their posts where they have the picture of them and their boyfriend. I was like, was this the guy who you swore, you know, was, you had to have put out a freaking restraining order against this dude 3 months ago?
Right.
And now you're in love?
Yeah. He's the one that broke up with you on your birthday.
Yeah. Here's to those of us, you know, for the girls out there, for the ones who, you know, won't be getting the D.
Yes, ones who are lost in love.
And the guys who won't be getting the V. And to the ones who did spend it with the wrong person and ended up with VD on Valentine's
All
Day.
Right.
You put the VD in Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
In Valentine's. I had to go to Valentine's Square.
That's not what time it is.
Yeah, I had to go to New Braunfels.
All right. Well, whatever.
Anyway.
So celebrate. Do your thing. Do not listen to me. I'm having a great time not buying Hershey squirts.
Yeah, they're sharing their posts. You know, hey, why don't y'all share each other's phone screen lock numbers so you can see who else he's talking to in the DMs. Speaking of D.
No,
we're not. Okay. Anyway.
As far as I went for Valentine's Day yesterday.
Wow. Back on that.
Annie loves to have breakfast for dinner. So I made ham and eggs.
Wow.
And mixed that together. We made some migas with some corn tortillas. And then on the side, I made red fruit punch.
Wow. That's a lot.
Valentine Belgian waffles.
Wow.
They were in the shape of hearts. It was pretty good.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Shape of farts?
Yes, yes, yes.
How do you, what's a fart shape?
Don't worry about it.
Is it brown?
I don't know. You could probably see. It's all about color today.
There was a buddy of mine. We don't talk about him anymore. Back in high school, he said he used to like breakfast in bed. And so the other guy said, well, is that because you wake up with sausage and egg on your chin?
Whoa.
I'm just saying.
No, don't say.
I won't say his name.
Okay, well,
but it did rhyme.
It did reek.
Shoot. Bring me my brown microphone.
One day we're going to have an outline.
Oh, and one of these days we're going to have class.
But since we have no outline or class.
Oh, let's talk about the Super Bowl. Super Bowl Sunday.
That was this past Sunday, wasn't it?
That was this past Sunday, yeah. Kansas City Chiefs, congratulations on that 25-22 comeback victory over the 49ers.
I can't believe you still remember the names of the teams who played. I mean,
well,
half
normally,
the world doesn't remember who played.
No, you know, it was the Taylor Swifties, you know, pulled it out in Portland.
That's probably the only way they can remember it.
That is also true. But congratulations to them. But also on a serious note, just not to bring it down, you know, prayers going out to the families involved at the in the shooting at the actual parade, you know.
My goodness, man.
I know. All we get in San Antonio when we win championships is a cool honk fest. We get very drunk. We get a good hangover. Nice buzz.
Dude, y'all guys, it's a parade. It's a celebration. I'm going to say that again. Celebration. You have one job, to enjoy the day and celebrate.
And do that. And not do that. But anyway, thoughts and prayers out to them.
Yeah, buddy.
That got me thinking. What was your favorite part of the Super Bowl? Did you see any of the commercials? Anything you remember? I'm with that. I used to remember the commercials, and
well,
now
what's
I'm
the,
like,
what's the email that you have there? And people bring in your posts.
Oh yeah, TrueBullVirtualCast at gmail.com. Tell us what your favorite part of the Super Bowl was. My favorite part.
We'll send you something.
Beside the last 10 minutes of the game. Had to be the halftime show. I'm not, by any stretch of the imagination, an Usher fan, but my gosh, the dude brought it for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, he played Usher pretty good.
And oh, you know what?
Keeping all the people in the stands.
I'm surprised there weren't a lot more posts about this. Right after, with all the Bubbas who are mad about the kneeling and everything like that.
Yes, yeah.
But dude, there he was, halftime show, Super Bowl 58. And freaking Colin Kaepernick sitting right there next to Usher singing, and everybody was like, ludicrous. And I was like, yeah, I don't agree with it either. He should not be in that Super Bowl. He should not be. That is not, it is ludicrous.
In Kaepernick's defense, that was not him.
Oh.
That was
what do you mean? What do you mean? I was like, dude, it's Kaepernick. And they were like, dude, that's ludicrous. And I was like, you're damn right it is. He should not be there. And they agreed with me. They knew he was there. So
a tape recorder.
You know the reason why he took a knee?
I know you know what he's talking about, tape recorder.
You know why he took a knee?
It's pretty funny, though.
Because all the ligaments in that knee just don't work anymore. So he kind of has to scooch up like that.
Wow. So he broke his ligaments?
Yes, yeah. So anyway, hats off to Kaepernick.
Okay. We went to a friend's house. And
I don't have friends.
And
wish I had friends.
And Nadine and Jim, thank you so very much for having us over there.
All right.
My hearing aids
what?
Had gone out the day before.
What?
So they did not,
What?
They did not charge fully, so they were on default,
fully.
And I could barely hear anything on default.
Huh?
As well as that.
Wow, there's more?
I had the meds that I do take.
Yes.
One had me kind of bonkers. I was just a little bit...
Was that your damn it all, or was it the extra strength fuck it all?
It was the shit it all.
Oh, my God. Did
so,
you?
Yes.
Did you take your brown pants?
So, I couldn't hear, and I couldn't concentrate, couldn't focus. But when the halftime show came out,
right,
they turned it up, and the volume turns down my hearing aids because of the noise cancellation.
Oh.
So
why you can't hear our songs?
I have yet to hear it. I've got to see the halftime show really soon. And
got it.
To make a short story long, I guess that Usher guy... You know, he's pretty good.
I tell you what, like I said, I'm not a fan of his, but he brought it. The whole show, the whole halftime show, I was
really,
really good.
You usually say that about halftime shows.
I hate halftime shows just because it becomes a meme, like everybody, oh my God, did y'all see that game that they did at the Usher concert the other night? Taylor Swift's boyfriend's football game, it was good.
That's something. That sounds like something a truck man would say.
It sounds like something a drunk man
Talk
would say.
Talk about truck mans. Thank you to the San Antonio Fire Department for keeping the entire Super Bowl safe from harm.
Yes. I saw John, and he had his hose in his hand for like 4.5 hours.
And he wasn't even in Vegas.
He wasn't even at the station. But the good thing was... That got me thinking about, you know, when the game was over, you know what Vegas always does. They put out the odds for next year's Super Bowl, 364 days. Well,
are you serious?
Leap year, 365 days from now.
That soon.
Yeah, Super Bowl 59, if you're counting. That's L-I-X. Or licks, if you're if you're like me.
Do you want to know where it's going to be?
It's going to be somewhere. I forget.
How about that?
I forget.
Okay.
I totally forgot.
Somebody chime in.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, chime me.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you're wanting to know who is going to, according to Vegas, have the best odds to win next year, it's the team that couldn't get three more points this past season.
What?
49ers are the odds-on favorite at 5.5 to 1.
Can't be true.
Just over the Chiefs, who are at 6.5 to 1. Then you got Baltimore, the team that, you know, their MVP only shows up in the regular season because he's like, I'm the regular season MVP.
Yeah, they should have.
You know, I'm never going to be the Super Bowl MVP guy.
I'm very disappointed in the Ravens.
They're 9 to 1. Buffalo's 9.5 to 1. Maybe they'll figure it out this year. Cincinnati, 12 to 1.
Okay, you're getting pretty far down there. Where are...
Well, Detroit's 12 to 1 as well. Miami, 17.
Okay.
Green Bay, Philly, Dallas, they're all at 20 to 1.
Are you serious?
Even the Texans. C.J. Stroud, 20 to 1. That dude has jumped into the top 10 as far as their team because of what he's done. They're now in the top 10 chances to win the Super Bowl.
I'm going
to
ask this stupid question for my Carolina Panthers. Where are they?
They are on the list as well. Let's see here. There's 10. That's the top 20 here. 25. We got 32 teams in the league. Right?
Yes. Go on.
30, 31. Lavalle,
I know where
Vegas.
This is going.
Oh, there it is. 32nd place. 250 to 1. They're a plus 25,000.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So if you bet $100 for them to win, you will win $25,000 back.
So you're saying that, they're in the hunt then.
It's good news for them, because if it's a hunt, you know, you put $100 on. If they win, the good news is you win $25,000.
So they have a chance.
And the bad news is when you lose, you only lost $100.
Okay.
You didn't lose $24,900.
I know of so many other things to do with $100 than bet.
That's true.
But you know, I'll bet this is going to be one of our most favorite podcast, number 307.
All
right.
But you know what else is cool? Because I was thinking about this. Now that the Super Bowl has played out and everything is done with the NFL, you know what season that makes it? You know what now is coming up?
Arbor Day.
That's right. No, not Arbor Day, you dirty bastard.
Wait for Arbor Day.
No. It means it is officially San Antonio Brahmas season.
Are you serious?
Cue the intro.
Wait a minute.
Introducing your San Antonio Brahmas!
Back home in the dome.
The bowl is the rule.
Bowl is the rule. Bowl is the rule. Bowl is the rule. Bowl is the rule. Bowl is the rule. Bowl is the rule. Bowl is the rule. Bowl is the rule.
So we do have a team.
Hell yeah.
They finally figured out the XFL, the ZFL.
The XFL and the USFL have merged into the UFL.
Okay.
And now, so that means that in a little more than a month and a half.
Is The Rock still owning stuff?
I think so. He still owns most of the WWE.
Come on, Hulk.
But the first game of the season is going to be March 31st. It's going to be a home game against DC.
Oh, no.
Then we go on the road. We play Memphis. And then we get two more home games, St. Louis and Michigan, on the 14th and 20th of April. So you got plenty of home games in the first 4 weeks.
So Josh Downs,
Josh Downs.
And Joey Gibson.
That's right.
Y'all know the dates now.
That's right.
We need a place to hang out.
We need a place to hang. So y'all
go
ahead.
We need a band to play loud.
We need a band to play semi-loud.
Call us. Yep. I hope you're listening. If you're not, then shoot, we might as well not even mention y'all on the podcast anymore with Rowdy's Brew Crew.
Wow. I don't even know if I'm listening right now. So anyway.
Thank you.
So what I was saying
what
you know.
What are you saying?
I don't know. Oh, that's what I was going to say because, you know, speaking of Josh Downs,
yes.
A couple of things. One thing, this coming Saturday up in Mason, Texas, at the Caves, they are going to have the Wheelers for the Wounded. Everybody's taking out their Jeeps out to the mountains. They're going to be climbing mountains and raising money, doing raffles, auctions for veterans, for actually, you know, raising money for them and doing a great thing. So we're actually going to be playing out there.
Oh, are we?
A couple of times. We're going to probably play early and often.
Hey, Annie, I've got a gig in Mason Saturday. Oops.
Yeah, yeah, that would be April the 17th. But yeah, that'll be that. So we'll be out there hanging out with Josh Downs and all them fine folks. Stacey Hammock, if you want to get online and find her, and she can give you some more information on the event. They've got another bigger event. This is the fundraiser for the bigger event on May 4th, in Mason. But that also got me thinking about, you know, firefighters, first responders, and the SA SWAT, if you didn't read about that. They placed 11th out of hundreds and hundreds of SWAT teams.
What, in the country or the state?
In the world. They went to the United Arab Emirates, UAE, and they, you know, went to their competition. They ended up 11th place.
San Antonio SWAT team.
Yeah, New York was like number 31st or 36th, something like that. But there was like over 40 different countries that were represented,
buddy.
Hundreds of teams, and SA SWAT was the tops, you know, from the United States. I don't know what they use or how they do. They do like a timing event, and they have to go
Very
and
nice.
Take care of everything. So
Very nice.
It makes you feel safe here in San Antonio, and maybe that is why when the Spurs win championships, we're fine, we're safe, nothing happens, because we've got some folks that can take care of us, and we should
and
take care of them.
Folks that can take a bullet. This guy's all right.
That's right. That's right. You know, I would like to drink my bullet bourbon.
Drink to that. Drink to the SWAT team. Congratulations, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I want to know, why is there only half a shot for me and you got a full shot? Did somebody come and drink my shot?
Probably.
Oh, I guess.
I'm going to say
four guesses probably. Who it was. Yeah. I mean, first two don't count.
Wow, that is freaking awesome about SWAT, dude.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, it also got me thinking, you were telling me something earlier about you were on the road yesterday and you saw something interesting.
Yeah, I was on the road, but this was Tuesday. Fat Tuesday.
I feel attacked.
Why they call it Fat Tuesday, because everybody's celebrating and the same thing.
Right.
You wake up in the morning and you're still Fat Wednesday.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So
now I really feel attacked.
So here I am going to get some food, and on the sign on 281, that's Highway 281.
In San Antonio, Texas.
There's a clear alert. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, at least I know what an Amber Alert is.
Right.
Goonie, do you know what a clear alert is?
Well, I would imagine that would have been the San Francisco 49ers the day after the Super Bowl, after the Kansas City Chiefs kicked the crap out of them.
They were clear?
It was a clear alert. Yeah, look for a bunch of 49ers wiggling in a...
Oh my goodness. Okay, that one is one for the... Oh, that one's for the book. That's a good joke there, Goon.
Thanks, you know.
Okay, so I'm gonna say that you do not know what a clear alert is.
Apparently, I don't know the official definition.
Goonie, would you do the honors and read out what that says on the alerts?
I think
Blessed up in the press box has given us a list.
Oh, cool. He actually pulled it up.
Yeah.
Now, see here. It says here the clear alerts are issued for missing adults who may be in imminent danger of injury or death, or whose disappearance is believed to be involuntary?
Involuntary, yes.
I know what? I volunteer for a lot of things. I would never be volunteering to be taken without my permission. However, if you ever are and you're needing help disappearing, laying low, I got you. Just hit me up on Highway 90 at between exit 17 and 18, that fruit stand's still there. I put it back up. I'll get you a new ID. I'll make it disappear.
We're never going to get through these colors.
If you ever want to really disappear, then I know a guy who's got some hydrosulfuric acid. He'll make everything disappear. You know, I tell you what. So anyway, if you need some Bless the Glamp RV sales, I don't have an RV sale place, but I have. That's where I'm at. I'm across from the. I'm across from USA American RV Center. I'm right across from there. So if you're ever looking for an RV, go buy yourself an RV. I'll make it disappear. It'll be all right. And you see Bless the Glamp and you got yourself a clear alert and you'll be disappearing and nobody knows who you're at. And I'll get you. I got you. Wow. Every ID comes with a free travel Jameson.
No, it does not.
What?
It does not.
Me and old Granny, we're going to disappear. We were trying to hide the salami, but I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to drink this.
Goonie, get the mic. Get the mic. Goonie. Okay. Now,
put that down, Blessed Up, you dirty bastard.
If I'm not mistaken, clear alert tends to sound like an amber alert, doesn't it?
Oh, right. I mean, I thought the amber alerts were the same thing. What does the amber alert say?
Okay.
Isn't it the same thing?
The amber alert is issued when a child is believed to have been abducted and may be in danger of assault, bodily injury, or death. That kind of sounds like the same thing, but I think the clear alert is for an adult.
For an adult, it looks like. And then you have the silver alerts, and those are for the ones who are like elderly, right? Is that cool?
Yes.
There's so many different alerts.
But I believe it's if they suffer from an impaired mental condition.
That's true. That's true, because they may or may not know where they're going or what they're doing or everything. There's some other alerts. You were telling me that there is a Vertrillium alert.
That is correct.
What's the Vertrillium alert, if you don't mind?
Vertrillium alert is actually the code of a color on the RGB scale.
Wow.
That's a light green, which incorporates the band Virtual Country.
Oh.
Hence the color Vertrillium.
Vertrillium, okay.
And if there's a Vertrillium alert, please read it, because that will take you to their next performance.
That's right. That means you are heavily in need of some dang good country music.
That's right. That means you're lost. Go find Vertrillium.
Now, there's another alert that I was just thinking of. Got me thinking, what alerts do we really need? These are very, very needed.
They are,
yes. We need to take care of those. But there's also the brown alert that needs to be put out. That's
if
you go to Flaco's Tacos off of Highway 90 and you get the number 2 with cheese. Flaco doesn't even eat those anymore.
Well, he's not eating because he's got dysentery.
That'll kill you on the Oregon Trail. I'll tell you what, that's dysentery is not good. But if you got you go to Flaco's Tacos, you get the number 2. If you live more than 6 minutes away from Flaco's Tacos, you are definitely going to need the brown alert, because we call it here at the Fabulous Mimosa Studios, the Hershey squirt alert.
Hey, man,
I'm just saying.
We cannot get through something.
Bring me
seriously.
My brown.
Let
pants.
Me just go through these next three colors. There's a red alert, which is an endangered missing. I'm sorry, this is not funny, but it's issued.
I mean, it might be
To people who are intellectually disabled or developmentally disordered. The blue alert
is that the 20
is issued to a
is that the 24 and me alert?
Yes, that's you. For wanted persons,
bring your helmet.
Who are or suspects or law enforcement is looking for them.
Right.
That's a blue alert, and then of course the camo alert. The camo alert is missing or missing current or former members of the military who suffer from documented mental illnesses. But now you know your colors. But if you see a brown alert,
yeah,
please
run to the hills.
And thank you to all the sponsors who still love us.
Are there any after that? Speaking of which, we are at the beginning of the year, so that means we are looking for sponsors who are looking to come in for this middle of season 3. Coming up in April, we are starting our actual third full year. We started in March of 2 years ago.
Yes.
So, shut up. See, if I had a script, I'd know what freaking year that was.
Way to go, so, Blester.
So anyway, 22, I guess, would make it 22. So we're going to start our full third year of the show. And so we're looking for sponsors. Anybody who wants to be a naming sponsor for the show, who wants to be a naming sponsor for the studio.
Anybody who wants to be a recommended anonymous sponsor.
Rectum. Anybody who wants to send us money to not mention their name. Because we're getting a lot of requests like that. You know, please stop emailing us with requests. Those cease and desist orders. We don't care about cease and desist orders. You know, I am not an honor student.
This podcast brought to you by Temu.
No, it's not Temu. It's Temu now. Apparently it's Temu.
Okay.
It's like, dude,
this is the world's worst podcast.
You're no longer Nemo. You're Nemo.
Oh my god.
You're now Nemo because Temu has told us how to pronounce it.
It's a good thing we don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, the True Bull Virtual Cast with Gune and Nemo.
An album. We're starting our album.
We are starting an album. Oh yes, back on that sponsorship tip. We would like to let everybody know that if you want to be a sponsor of the show.
Yep.
Of the studio.
Of the band.
Or be a nondescript person involved with the show. If you want to be our producer on the fly.
Please.
If you want to help us write scripts.
Please.
So that way what just happened 3 minutes ago does not happen again. And the FCC will leave us alone finally. Probably not.
You spelled that wrong.
Give us a call. Or if you want to sponsor our next album, we are in the process. We have 13 songs that we need to whittle down to 20.
Yes.
So we need some songwriters as well.
Yes.
So if you want to write some songs and add to our misery.
Thank you.
We would love to do that. But your sponsorship will not only help get us into the studio, but it'll get you a mention into our sleeve lining for the album.
So you will be immortalized.
Don't insult them like that.
Vertrulium sleeve.
That's right. The CDs will be in true style Vertrulium.
And the cassettes, too. Don't get
the
me started
cassettes,
on the cassettes.
The LPs.
Mr. Tape Recorder.
8 freaking track, baby. All right. That's what I'm talking. But you will get forever immortalized. And you'll also get a shout out in our upcoming video series that is going to be starting shooting in the next couple of months.
Yes. And that's going to be immortalized.
Well, we're already demoralized. So we are already actually shooting footage for that kind of background footage as far as the songs that we're writing and everything. It's a long, tedious effort, but the list is long and distinguished.
Thanks to Jake Fest, who's going to be spearheading this entire endeavor.
He just doesn't know it yet. But yes, so he will be working on that and getting us some excellent footage.
Thanks, Jake.
And we'll be having, we want to thank also the folks from Super Granny. We hear that they are going to be planning the winner of the Super Granny Poker Tournament is going to be planning their party soon. And what we haven't told him is that we're going to take the camera crew with us for that night. And we're going to record some footage for the series that we're doing as well. In front of them, they're going to get a firsthand view of the music, the originals, why we wrote them, what we did to write them, what we went through. So they're going to be part of that forever immortalized. Not only did you win the Super Bowl poker tournament, not only did you get a free concert, but you're also going to be immortalized forever, you and your family, in our episodes of our soon-to-be award-winning series. Yeah,
absolutely. So. And a special guest on that wedding, we have a singer.
Me?
Songwriter. I mean, just an amazing Tejano singer.
Me?
It's Ray Juarez, and they call him the Mike.
Wow.
Yeah, he's coming. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, I think that about does it. I hope it does. I really hope that about
bottom
does it.
Let's get out of here, tape recorder.
Till next time, we will catch y'all next week for episode 308. But before we do that, we need to thank you guys for listening to episode 307 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Gune and Nemo. It was brought to you, as always, by House of Hughes, J&T Mechanical, First Due Lawn Care, Redline Guns, and recorded exclusively here at the Tactical Finish, Nemosa Studios. And we'll catch y'all down the road in true Super Granny style.
I'll be at the RV center. I don't know who Raul and Victor are, but they have a nice RV, and I'm going to look at it.
I'm sure they'll be there.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ooh, that's right.